Amen. Go ahead and be seated if you would, please. Praise God. Guys, thank you so much. You know, towards the end of the service, I might want to bring that song back, Let the Rain. We might want to do that again. So keep that in mind. Before we get into the message tonight, I just wanted to remind you of something. We have coming up something very special here on the campus here of Kenneth Copeland Ministries, and that is Campus Days, Campus Days. And this is the opportunity for prospective students to come and to experience what KCBC is all about. And I'm talking to those here, and especially those that are watching us right now, that you might be interested in coming. It's March 26th through the 28th, and we're going to have all kinds of things that are going on here. We're going to give folks a taste of what KCBC is about. I'm going to be speaking, Pastor Terry will be speaking, Brother Copeland will be with us. He will be speaking about the Bible College as well. We will be able to attend classes. We'll hear from graduates. We'll hear from others that have attended school, are attending school. So I just wanted to make that available to you, especially those of you that are watching, that you feel a tug towards KCBC, Kenneth Copeland Bible College. And so Campus Days, March 26th through 28th. You can register online at kcbiblecollege.org/campusdays, and you can be a part of that. I'm very excited about this. The attendance is beginning to grow in terms of those that are coming here for these campus days, and I know that it's going to be a tremendous time. So as we now transition into the message, I want to hear from the Lord. When I come to you, as I'm preparing for these messages, I just go before Him and I say, Lord, whatever you want to say, whatever you want to do, that's what I want to do. And I'm really going through an interesting time here, because in the last few weeks or so, I will prepare a message, but I don't deliver it. There's something else that He wants to say. And so I did what I normally do on a Wednesday. I bring breakfast to my grandchildren. I take them to school, and then I go home and I prepare and I start getting ready. And I worked on my message this morning and what I was going to bring to you. And it was really good. I mean, it was really, it was really exciting things that I was writing down and preparing for. I was getting texts and different things were happening, and I can just tell, and I was even sitting there tonight as during the worship time, standing there and just thinking, Lord, I just want to cooperate more with you. Amen. About these things and about everything about my life, and just be more open to what He wants to do. And even though I was preparing the message, it down deep on the inside, it was like, this is not quite right, but time's wasting and we need to get this done, get it on paper, get it out so everybody has their copy and they can prepare for it and get ready for the scriptures. And so I spent some time praying at about 4 o'clock this afternoon, 4 o'clock. Now, I'm one of those, I like to be prepared. I like to have everything together. I like to get the message together, just get it set, and then just relax for a little while and sit back. And so I did. I got everything ready like I normally do. And I began to pray in the Spirit. I was walking back and forth in the hallway, and I had to put the dog outside because the dog was walking with me and he was not praying. He wanted to play. I said, no, I got to get ready for service tonight. So I'm walking back and forth, and about 4 o'clock, I checked my phone. It was about 4 o'clock. It was like the Lord said, can I speak to you about some things for tonight? I said, sure. Okay. And I should have known better, because I get these flashes of a sentence or a scripture or a word. And I'll think about that, but then I'll move on over into whatever I'm supposed to be preparing for. And He's helping me with this. I'm working on it. But He told me something. And He spoke it to me the night before. And He said, what would it be like to go to the next level of trust? What would it be like to go to the next level of trust? trusting in Him for everything. I want you to turn, please, to Proverbs chapter 3. Proverbs chapter 3. My outline that I had prepared is sitting over there. Hi. We had a good time together, didn't we? Those were great scriptures. But excuse me, I got to do this. He's talking to me. This is what we need to do. And like I said, it seems to be happening more lately. So what I'm doing as your pastor, endeavoring to cooperate with the Holy Spirit and what He wants done. And what I do is I pray over you. I spend time praying over you. I spend a lot of time praying over you. And a lot of time praying over these sessions that we have together because, first of all, I want to know from Him what you need. Amen. That's my heart. I guess you could say I've got thousands of sermons. They're filed. I've kept them ever since I've been pastoring since 1993. From 1993 until about 1999, they're in these smaller notebooks because I used to handwrite them. Then I went over to computer, then iPad. But I still have the ones from those early days. And you can, anyone could treat a time like this, whether it's Sunday or on a Wednesday, and you could be busy with something all day long and then go by the file and look down there and go through a little bit and pick something out. That's not what I want to do. I want the unction of the Holy Spirit. I want to hear from Him, and I want to hear from the inside of you, what is it that this congregation needs to hear tonight, this night? Yes. Yes. And so I'm seeing that that's happening more and more. I'm not concerned about it. It's okay. I want the Lord to have His way. Amen. I want Him to have His desire. And this, I'm more than confident. This is what I'm supposed to give you tonight. And from what the Lord said, taking you to the next level of trust. Yes. Trust. We trust Him, but sometimes to a degree. Right. And I'll get into that in just a moment. But let me get over here with you to Proverbs chapter 3. And honestly, this was at 4:00 this afternoon. Right there, handwritten. Hadn't done a handwritten one in a long time. Proverbs chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. In all your ways acknowledge Him. The result of that is He shall direct your paths. I see here, in some ways, He's wanting us to get out of the way. Where your mind, where your thinking is concerned, get out of the way. Trust the Lord with what? All your heart. Lean not unto your own understanding. Lean not to your own understanding. I want His understanding. His understanding about what to do, where to go, what the future is. I want His information rather than what I'm thinking. I'm not leaning on my own understanding. In all my ways, I want to acknowledge Him. I want Him to have full control in all of my ways. Amen. And the result of that is He will direct our paths. Now, Krista, I want you to put the Amplified Translation up there. And I want to bring something to your remembrance that He brought to me. And that was, we did this. I can remember doing this. When I first started going to church after I got saved in this little Baptist church in New England, and the young adults would gather together on a Tuesday night or a Thursday night, we would have a Bible study together. We'd all be on the floor, sitting on the floor, and the pastor was up at the head of that. And I had my living Bible, my red living Bible, the first Bible that I started with. And he was talking one night about trusting the Lord. And you may have done this before. You may have experienced this before, but have you ever had somebody stand up in front of you, but they're back to you? And you're standing here and you start talking about trust, and you say to them, "Fall backwards, I will catch you." Has anybody ever done that? Has anybody, some of you have. And I can remember that night that that happened, that he would have several of us up there and we would say, trust me, I will catch you. And so they, some of them would hesitate. They'd go back a little bit and stop. Others would go a little bit further. There might be one of them that was so daring that he just flipped back. He didn't care about anything. He just flipped back and we caught him. We did not let anybody drop to the ground. Well, the whole point of it was, do you trust the person that is standing there behind you to catch you if you were to fall backwards? Well, some did, some didn't. And I liken that to where all of us might be in the level of trust. And I had to be honest with myself today. How much do I trust him? How much do I really trust him? And some people might say, well, I trust him completely and all the way. And I think that's great. That's wonderful. But I had to go before the Lord. How much do I really trust you? Well, I looked at the Amplified Classic of this, and I'll turn around and look at it up here. And it says, lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord with all your heart and your mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. Keep it right there for just a second. Go back to the, yeah. Lean on, trust in, be confident in the Lord. The word trust there, when you look it up in the Greek and the Hebrew, it means confidence, having confidence. Having confidence in him, lean on, trust in, and be confident in the Lord. I want to be so confident in him. I want to be so trusting in him. To the degree that nothing worries you, nothing concerns you, there's no anxiety in your life, you are totally fear-free. Because you completely and totally trust him with all of your heart, all of your mind, and do not rely on your own insight or understanding. All right, go ahead. In all your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. In all of your ways, know, recognize, and acknowledge him, and he will direct and make straight and plain your paths. Full confidence. Trusting in the Lord with all your heart. And what he was saying to me was, I want to take them to the next level of trust. Amen. Hallelujah. The next level of trust. Amen. Look at with me, go ahead and look at Mark chapter 4. Mark chapter 4, and Mark chapter 4, and I made this little list on this paper about how various people trust God and trust themselves, the ratio between the two. And it was a little experiment that I was doing, but I wrote down here, there are some that trust 80% in him, and 20% in themselves. There are others that trust 50% in him and 50% in themselves. Others, 20% in God, 80% in themselves. And then there are some that trust him 0%, 100% on themselves. We get there to that place. We oftentimes get to the place where we are looking for the answers ourselves. We're not looking to him. And if you could just stop for a moment, stop your life and look at the things that are going on and look at the financial, look at the physical, look at the family, look at all the different things that are going on. In each one of those categories, you can take that same ratio and you can say, you can look at the financial realm and you maybe trust God 10% and you're trying to trust yourself. The 90%, or the physical, or the emotional, or the family, or whatever it is that you're facing in your life. The goal here, the goal is 100% trust. 100% trust in Him. 100% faith in His Word. And trusting Him. Trusting Him. You know, I was reading one time in an article talking about one of the things, the categories of things that people worry about. And one of the top categories of it is their future. Worrying about their future. What's going to happen in their future? What is going to take place in their future? And the answer to that is to trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Lean not to your own understanding about your future, but acknowledge Him in all of your ways. And He will direct and guide your path. He'll direct and guide your future. 100% trust. What I'm looking for in my life is 100% trust in Him. That's the highest possible level that you can go. 100% trust in Him. Trusting in the Lord with all my heart. Say, I trust the Lord.
I trust the Lord.
With all my heart.
I do not
lean
to
my own understanding. In all of my ways, all of my situations, everything that's going on in my life, I trust Him, and He will guide my path. You know, there's a scripture that I've really stood on for many years concerning our future. And I can remember when I first found this. It's over there in Philippians. You can turn there. In Philippians chapter 1, talking about the future, talking about our future. And it was back when I was deciding on whether or not to stay in Massachusetts or go to ORU. I had great opportunities there in Massachusetts in the church that I was going to. But then I had applied to ORU, I was accepted, and I was endeavoring to find out, what am I supposed to do? What direction do I take? And oftentimes we find that in our lives to where we have a fork in the road. Which way do we go? And I was concerned about my future and where I was headed and where I was going. And I came to this scripture. This is Philippians 1, verse 6. And I'll read it to you in the King James, then we'll put it up there in the Amplified. But this is the Apostle Paul. I'm confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in you will perform it until the day of Jesus Christ. I trust that word. I believe that word. I believe that word for you. I believe that word for you. I believe that word for our church. I believe it for everything that we are facing in our lives. The future. People are concerned about their future. What am I going to do? Where am I going to go? And I took this scripture. I am confident of this very thing, that he which has begun a good work in me will perform it unto the day of Jesus Christ. I remember the day that I found that scripture. And it was, I was in an apartment, this small little apartment that my roommate and I had, and we had bunk beds. I mean, the rooms were so small, we had bunk beds. And I had the top bunk, and I was on the top bunk with my Bible. And I found this scripture, the good work that God started in me, He will perfect it to the day of Jesus Christ. Well, that's what it says in the Amplified. Go ahead and put the Amplified Bible up there of what that says. I am convinced and sure of this very thing, that he who began a good work in you will continue until the day of Jesus Christ, right up to the time of his return, developing that good work, perfecting it, and bringing it to full completion in you. He's perfecting that work in you. I trust that. I trust the Lord. I trust him where my future is concerned. Say, I trust the Lord,
I trust the Lord,
where my future is concerned.
I
trust in the Lord with all of my heart. That my future is in him. So you trust him with all of that, but then sometimes we slip and we start trying to figure it out on our own. On our own. And there's some of you right now, you're trying to figure out things on your own. It's not going to work. We slip over into I remember Jeremy saying this, my son Jeremy saying this some time ago, talking about these kinds of things. And he was talking about saying to the Lord, I got this. I got this. Lord, I got this one. I got this one. This situation over here, I got this one. Don't need your help. Don't need your assistance. I got it. And that is the absolute worst thing that you can do, is to tell the Lord, I got this one. I got it. No, in everything that we deal with in our lives, no matter how progressed you are in your Christian walk, you never say, I got it. I got it. No, we follow Him. We trust Him. We trust His wisdom and His judgment and what He has for us and what He's prepared for us to do. And we trust Him at the 100% level. I trust that that's going to get down on the inside of you as a result of this message. The 100% level of trust, 100% level of faith in His Word, faith in Him, trusting Him for everything, everything. Some of us are facing different things right now. Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. Don't lean to your own understanding. And one of the most wonderful things that the Lord has given to us is the ability to pray in other tongues. Amen. Praying in the Spirit. Praying in the Spirit has to be one of the greatest things, if not the greatest, that I've ever been able to experience in my life. This message came out of praying in tongues. I was walking the hallways and just praying in the Spirit, endeavoring to hear the Lord. What does He want? What are you saying to me? Lord, you're saying something to me. And I've gotten to the point when it comes to the message, I want to know from Him. I have to have the confidence coming in here knowing I'm bringing the right thing to you. And sometimes it's becoming more and more, I can tell when it's not. I can tell when it's an outline. An outline, it's a good one, but it's not infused with the breath of God. It's not infused with what He wants. I heard Keith Moore talking about this, that, you know, you can pull something off the shelf and bring it in, but it's not what the Lord wants. And that what the Lord wants has unction on it. It's not dry. It's not empty. It's full. It's full of life. And it's connecting. I believe that this word is connecting with you right now. It's speaking to you. It's talking to you right now. The other outline was good, and there are things in it. They're all true, and they're all right. But by golly, I had to do this tonight. And I wrestled with the Lord a little bit, just a little bit. I wrestled with Him, and I walk in the floor. He's talking to me about all of these things, and I'm kind of wrestling with it. I said, I've already sent the outlines out. They're already out there. So what? They're already out there. See, I'm an organizational person, and sometimes that's not a real good thing. It's a good thing in many things, but oftentimes when you're endeavoring to hear from the Lord about different, you gotta just loosen up and let Him talk to you and let Him speak things into you. And so just for a few moments, though, it didn't last very long. It wasn't long at all, because I knew I had to bring this word to you. Trust in the Lord with all your heart, not 80%, not 50%, not 20%. And I found a scripture. He brought a scripture to me. I love this. I love this. I love it when He talks to me. I love it when I sit down. And when I sat down to put this together, I mean, He was like, this, go to there, do this, do that, do the other. It was flowing. And He reminded me of this scripture in the book of Mark. In Mark chapter 4, I'm going to start with verse 21. This is talking about this little boy that was having seizures. In verse 20, it says, they brought him unto Jesus. When He saw him, straightway the spirit tore him. He fell on the ground and wallowed, foaming. And he asked his father, how long is it ago since this came unto him? He said, of a child. And oftentimes it has cast him into the fire, into the waters to destroy him. But if you can do anything, have compassion on us and help us. And Jesus said to him, if you can believe, all things are possible to him that believeth. Now listen to this. And straightway, the father of the child cried out and said with tears, Lord, I believe. Help thou my unbelief. I believe. Help my unbelief. I don't know what the ratio of that was. I would suspect that the I believe part may have been 10%, may have been 20%, tops. But the unbelief was much more. What was going on inside of this man was much more than trusting in the Lord with all of your heart. If you can believe, all things are possible. He said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. That wouldn't be a bad thing to say to the Lord sometime. Lord, I believe. Help that part of me that's having a hard time with this, that's having a difficult time with this. We are all aspiring in our lives to be like the individual in the 112th Psalm. Nothing moves us. Nothing shakes us. My heart is established. My heart is fixed. There's those, all the phones are going off right now. Father, whoever it is and whatever's going on right now, we pray over them. If it's a child that has been stolen, return that child right now in the name of Jesus. You take your hands off that child and bring them back where they belong. In Jesus' name. I don't know if that was what's going on, but what is it? Okay. So we agree together.
Amen.
We agree together. The child has returned.
Amen.
Amen. Okay. So going back to this, in every one of our lives, I faced it. Pastor Terry has faced it. We have all faced it. Lord, I believe. Help that part of me. Help that part of me that's having a hard time trusting you for this. I'm talking about pressing on in to 100% level of trust, 100% level of believing God that evil tidings may come, but your heart is fixed. It's established in the Word of God. And we're all at different places of that, all at different levels of that in our lives. We aspire to the place.
Yes.
And we practice. I did that this afternoon, walking and praying. I was practicing trusting the Lord with my whole heart.
Amen.
With all my heart.
Amen.
Lord, I trust you.
Yes.
With all my heart.
Yes.
I trust you with all my heart. We've read this scripture before. This has been a basic scripture that has been read. But do we really trust him to that degree? Well, this man here, and Jesus helped him. He helped him. And that's where our congregation is concerned. There are people at all different faith levels, trust levels in the church. All of us are at different levels. And we have to be supportive of one another in our walk with God. And not condemn and not choose somebody out for not being at a certain level in their lives. I mean, we've got everybody from kindergarten on up to graduate school. I mean, we've in terms of a spiritual walk with God, all kinds of people. But I dare say that every one of us in here has struggled at some time or another, or maybe struggling right now about how much you trust God. How much you trust him. And the Lord is just wanting me to say to you, trust him 100%. Give him 100% trust.
Yes.
And how do we do that? How do you do that? Well, you begin by the very basics of faith. Faith comes by hearing and hearing by the word. So you listen to the word. You get into a totally immersion program in the word of God. You flush out the doubt and unbelief.
Yes.
and you meditate on the word. I've been going back to some of these basics lately, meditating on the word, meditating on this word. And letting it, when you meditate the Word of God, you think about it, you ponder it, you let it soak down on the inside of you, and you think of a scripture like this, and you just sit there and you think, I'm trusting in the Lord with all your heart. Trust in the Lord with all your heart. You've got to get control over your thinking. The things that you're thinking. And during my day with the Lord, there was a part of the day where other thoughts started coming up about other things. And I said, no. Mind, you need to think this, not that. You need to think this. And it's the same thing. It's the same thing with hearing from the Lord. And I just started doing something recently that I don't think I've really done before. I have my prayer time. And I was thinking the other day, as I was having my prayer time, I thought, I'm doing all the talking here. I was I was thanking him. I was praising him. I was talking about things. I was lifting up situations to him. And all of a sudden I thought, I am doing the talking and not listening to one that knows everything. And so I just stopped and I said, Lord, I'm going to listen to you. And I just got real quiet. And for a few moments, I didn't hear anything down in here. Didn't hear anything, but I was okay with that because I knew there's a shift going on here. I'm learning some things. I'm learning a deeper walk with him. Yes. And so I was just got quiet on the inside. And then I started hearing something. I started getting an answer to something. And I so appreciated that of him. And just, you know, when you're meditating the word, sometimes it would be good just to say to him, okay, I'm listening. Yes. I'm listening. And speaking it. You know, during the course of your day, you can say this out loud, Lord, I trust you. I trust you. Whatever comes up, whatever happens, I trust you. I trust you in this. I trust you 100%. You've taken care of me. You've watched over me. You've watched over my life. I trust you. I trust you. I'm thinking about that song that Keith Moore wrote. I trust you. I trust you. I trust you, Lord, I do. I never even worry that it might not make, I might not make it through. Yeah, I trust you. I trust him. Say, I trust you, Lord. 100%. Look at Jeremiah chapter 17. Oh, let me finish this out. So he said, Lord, I believe. Help my unbelief. And when Jesus saw that the people came running together, he rebuked the foul spirit, saying unto him, thou deaf and dumb spirit, I charge thee, come out of him. Enter no more into him. And the spirit cried and rent him sore and came out of him. And he was as one dead, insomuch as many said, he's dead. But Jesus took him by the hand, lifted him up, and he arose. He was working with this man. He got him over into a place of higher faith. Jesus was working with him. It's like, you know, coming soon here in the fall, we've got Billy Burke that's coming. We're going to have Miracles on the Mountain. And I've watched Billy Burke and I've studied him at this altar and I've watched him help people in the development of their faith right there. Because they'll come up and it's oftentimes people will come. Sometimes people don't know how to come to an altar call. The best way, if somebody's coming up to the altar to have hands laid on them, is to come up with an aggressive stance of, I'm taking this, I am taking my healing in the name of Jesus. Amen. But so often there are people that will come up and they just have this horrible look on their faces. And it's almost like they're begging God, please, please. And Billy Burke will work with someone and work with someone and work with someone until their faith starts coming up. The trust level. Starts coming up and he's able to work with him. That's the working of miracles. And that's how he operates in the working of miracles. Well, this is probably what Jesus did. He was working with the dad. He was ministering to the dad and bringing his faith up. And the man was honest enough to say, Lord, I believe, help that part of me, help that percentage of me that is not trusting you in this. See, the devil tries to beat you up with your thoughts and tries to tell you it's not going to work out. You're not going to have the finances. This thing's going to fall through. The lies that he tells you. But we flush that out with the Word of God to the degree where that trust level starts coming up. It starts coming up. It's like the guy at the carnival that goes over there and hits that thing at the bottom, bang, and that goes up as far as it can go. Well, your trust level coming up to him. So, okay, Jeremiah chapter 17. And this is a comparison between someone who has 100% trust in themselves versus an individual who has 100% trust in the Lord. It's right there. I mean, it's clear as a bell. Chapter 17, verse 5. Then saith the Lord, cursed is the man that trusts in man and makes flesh his arm, whose heart departs from the Lord. Here's the result. He shall be like the heath in the desert. A heath is a stunted shrub, destitute, hopeless. He shall not see when good comes, but shall inhabit the parched places in the wilderness, in the salt land and non-inhabited. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Okay, that was 5 and 6. You saw the picture of the man that trusts in himself. Now, verse 7, blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord. Cursed is the man that trusts in himself. Blessed is the man who trusts in the Lord. Blessed, yes. Blessed, prosperous. Amen. Is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope and confidence the Lord is. Amen. See, that's what we need to do. Whatever you're facing, whatever's going on, to get over into that place where there's full trust in him. Amen. Lord, I trust you completely for this situation. I trust you completely for these decisions. I trust you completely for my future. I trust you completely for my family. I trust you completely for my son, my daughter, whatever it is. I trust you completely in it. It doesn't hurt to say that. As a matter of fact, it's the right thing to say. That's how faith works. You speak words of faith. Amen. You declare the end from the beginning. Say, I trust the Lord in my situation 100%. Lord, I trust you 100%. Wow, that does something to you on the inside. It's working on the inside. Blessed is the man that trusts in the Lord, whose hope the Lord is, or whose confidence the Lord is. For he shall be as a tree planted by the waters, that spreads out her roots by the river, and shall not see when heat comes, but her leaf shall be green. The word green there in the Hebrew means to thrive, to prosper, to flourish. Amen. When you're trusting the Lord with all of your heart, then you are going to thrive. You're going to prosper. You're going to flourish at a 100% level. Amen. And you shall not be careful in the year of drought. That careful word. You will not be anxious. You will not be worried in the year of drought or the year of a bad economic turndown. We're different. We trust in the Lord. No matter what is going on in the market, we should be to the place where we are so trusting him, it does not affect us. Because our trust is in him. Our trust is not in man. It's not in man what man can do. But you put a 100% trust in him for whatever you're facing, and you will see results. Things will happen. Amen. Things will happen. And you'll come to the conclusion, like I did over the last couple of days, when the Lord said to me, I want to take you to a new level of trust. I said, let's go. Let's go. I'd like to do that. Lord, I would really like to get up to the next level of trust. I would really like to hit that 100% level of trust where, like one man told me one time, you get to a place where you're so full of God, you can't even think lack. It won't. You can't think it. You can't even think it. It doesn't even come to your mind. Because all you're thinking about is how my God shall supply all of your need. Just like the Rick Renner translation that we heard. I mean, complete and total, to come to a place, because it will affect your thinking. It'll affect your thinking. It'll affect your thinking to the degree I was thinking about this during the worship time. This is from Mark. Let me read this to you. Mark chapter 12, verse 30. You shall love the Lord your God with all of your heart, all of your soul, all of your mind, all of your strength. This is the first commandment. So we are to love Him. We love Him when we trust Him. I'm going to trust the Lord with all of my heart, all of my soul, all of my mind, all of my strength.
Amen.
Strength there is provision. I'm going to trust Him with my provision. Say, I trust the Lord.
I trust the Lord.
100%. Turn to Psalm 121. This will be the last scripture. Psalm 121. And where are you? There you are. Psalm 121. I wrote down, trust Him for it all. Everything. Everything. What are you facing? What's going on? What's happening? What's the thing that's causing you the most consternation? What is the thing that's causing you the most issues? What are you thinking about at night? Why are you getting up in the middle of the night and walking around? What is it? Well, get this in mind and hear this. And when you do get up in the middle of the night, instead of worrying about it, you're saying, Lord, I trust You at the 100% level. I trust You with all of my heart. I trust You with all of my soul. I trust You with all of my strength. I trust You with my mind. I trust You with my emotions. I trust You with my soul. I trust You, Lord. I trust You. I trust You. And this last thought I wanted to give to you, let Him help you. Let Him help you. You know, I'll tell this really quick, my popcorn story. I've told it before. I'll tell it again. We were having some people over at the house that were helping us with some things around the house. I forgot what it was exactly, but they sent me out for hamburgers. And so I went down the street to pick up the hamburgers. And there were a lot of them in the drinks, and they were all in bags, and they were all in these cup holders and all that kind of thing. And I took it in my hand, and the girl said, hey, we just made some popcorn. You want some popcorn? Yeah. So she put the popcorn on there. She said, can I help you? I said, no, I've got this. I went to the door. She said, can I open the door for you? I said, no, I've got this. I backed out. I headed to the car. She said, can I take this to the car for you? I said, no, I've got, it was awful. This is terrible. No, I've got this. I got to the car and my car was locked. So what am I going to do? I put it on top of the car. I get in the days of keys. I got a key and a wind came. A wind came. And it lifted, everything went into slow motion. It lifted the bag of popcorn. And then the bag of popcorn turned like this, and all of the popcorn went up into the sky and disappeared into the atmosphere. And the Lord said, I sent you help. From now on, if somebody asks you, can I help you? You say yes. What am I doing? I'm training myself to accept not only the help of people, but also the help of the Lord. To not say to Him, I got this, I got this. No, you don't. None of us got this. We trust Him. He leads us, He guides us, and the Lord is saying, He will help you. He will help you. All you need to do is say, I need Your help in this. By golly, He's there, angels there. I mean, they are ready to roll. Come on, we can do this. We can do this. And it says in Psalm 121, and musicians and singers, come on up here if you would, please. Psalm 121. I will lift my eyes unto the hills. From whence comes my help? Now that's a question. That's a question. Where does my help come from? The answer, verse 2, my help comes from the Lord, which made heaven and earth. So many of us are carrying way, way too much, trying to do it on our own. And we have to train ourselves to ask for the help of the Holy Spirit. He is the helper. And He will help you. Lord, I need help with this. I need help with that. He is more than happy to do that. There's no limit on the help that he'll give you.
Amen.
No limit whatsoever. You can trust him with that. He will help you. He will, it says in verse 3, he will not suffer your foot to be moved. He that keeps you will not slumber. Behold, he that keeps Israel shall neither slumber nor sleep. So the Lord is awake. You can sleep. You can sleep. If you wake up tonight in the middle of the night and you start thinking about something out loud, I'm saying it. Say, I trust you, Lord. I trust you at 100%.
Amen.
100%.
Amen.
It's like a charge in a battery. 100%. I mean, your trust level is full. It's full. He said, the Lord is thy keeper. The Lord is thy shade upon thy right hand. The sun shall not smite thee by day, nor the moon by night. The Lord shall preserve thee from all evil. He shall preserve thy soul. The Lord shall preserve thy going out and thy coming in from this time forth and even forevermore. Let's all stand together. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord. There are some of you, and this may run over time, just to let folks know that we may be going off the air shortly, but I've got some ministry here that needs to be taken care of. This is what the Lord showed me. There are some in here, and you know it. You are carrying, you can feel the weight that you're carrying. You feel it. You feel the pressure on you. And it's time to let it go, and it's time to trust him. If that's you, I want you to come up here. If that's you, come on up here. The pressure. The pressure. One hundred percent trust. Lord, I trust you. I trust you for my finances. I trust you for my family. I trust you for everything. 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 Thank you, Lord. Same thing with people that are watching us right now. If you're in, there you are. If you're in that place where you can stand up where you are, I'll pray for you. Yep, there we go. I'll pray for you. Let me pray for some of these first and I'll get back to you. Are you ready to receive?
Amen.
Are you ready to trust the Lord at the 100% level? Here's what we're going to do. I'm going to lay hands on you and it's going to be like a battery charge. It's going to go through you. It's going to go into you. What's in me, that power that's in me, it's going to go through you. And it's if you have a little dial right there, you're going to see it go up. You're going to see it go up, but you're going to have to take it and run with it. You're going to have to say, Lord, I trust you. Say, Lord,
I trust you.
100%. 100%. Thank you, Jesus. What can we sing?
I trust God.
Oh, go for it. Thank you, Jesus.